Meeting is now being recorded.
Okay. Thank you very much. I can see we are already 7 minutes past our starting time for the meeting. So firstly, I'd like to welcome everyone to the third meeting of the NCSG Finance Committee. And I'm hoping that everyone can hear me clearly. But now we are still waiting for Remy and Bruna and John to actually join this meeting. But I think we can still proceed. Hopefully they will join us along the way. Because according to the charter of NCSG, there's three official members of the Finance Committee, which is the chair of the NCSG, the representative of NCUC, and NPOC. So currently, we do have quorum. So myself and Stephanie are here as official members of the Finance Committee. So we're hoping that Remy will join us as we proceed. So I'm hoping that you can hear me very clearly, everyone. I can just follow up on your chats on the platform. So if you have any comments, just feel free to post, and then I'll be able to like follow through. So firstly, before we start with the agenda, I'd like to start by congratulating Stephanie on her appointment on the, as the NCSG Finance Committee, and also Bruno. And I can see that Rafiki is also joining us on this call, so he's more than welcome to join us anytime. And Rafael also volunteered recently to actually join the Finance Committee, and he's bringing in some value and he's closing some gaps that might be existing within the Finance Committee. So we really appreciate your presence in this meeting. So basically, the purpose of the meeting is to review the progress of the Finance Committee activities and discuss some new developments and updates, and also pave the way forward for Finance Committee during financial year 19 and also 20. I'm hoping that everyone can see the agenda that is reflecting on the platform. I'm hoping that we'll be able to adopt this particular agenda. Anyway, I'm on point number two on adoption of the agenda right now. So I don't know if there's any other item that you think that we can also include in this agenda besides what is already listed. So I'm hoping that this meeting can be more interactive so that it can speed up, because we have a lot of items to cover. So I'd appreciate if I could get some periodic feedback as we proceed. Thank you. Okay, I can see some comments from Stephanie and Rafael that they are okay with the agenda currently. So the next item on the agenda is point number three, minutes of the previous meeting. So we've had several meetings during 2018. Around July, we had our first meeting whereby we were formalizing the Finance Committee because we were still waiting for a representative from PNPOC to join the Finance Committee. So the first meeting was to actually elect the chair and actually get to know each other so that we are able to move forward when Father was still the chair of the Finance Committee. And then our second meeting took place in August 2018, and it was focused on drafting the operational procedure for the Finance Committee. And we were also attempting to actually see if the Finance Committee can coordinate its own meeting during ICANN 63, but that did not go very well because none of the Finance Committee members were able to participate in ICANN 63. So our last meeting before this one, it was in November 2018, whereby we were looking at the PTI and IANA financial year 20 budget, and comments were submitted in Brazil, made an input, and we managed to submit something on behalf of the community. So far, I think things are starting to move within the community, although I think that we still need a bit more capacity and more members, because there's a lot of work and there's very few members within the Finance Committee. Based on the last meetings that we've been having, Sorry that I'm going to take you back a little bit. Because on this call, I don't think we necessarily need a scribe of notes because everything is recorded, so we can definitely go back to the recording and refer back to what was discussed and actually try and make follow-ups on that. But I was hoping that Remy would have been here because there's something that we had already discussed last year around our various roles within the finance committee. And then we had actually requested that Remy takes over the role of being a secretarial role within the finance committee, where he does a lot of drafting, writing minutes and stuff like that. And that's another thing that I need to point out. So going back to the meeting of the previous meetings, some of the proposals that have come to the fore that we need to deal with moving forward. The first proposal that came out of all these meetings that we've had is that the chairs of, I don't know if everyone is welcome present with section 2.6 of the NCSG charter that talks about the financial committee. Because it does have some stipulations in terms of how the finance committee should operate, what should it focus on. But one of the things that we discussed at the finance committee is that it would be great if the finance committee would have the chairs of constituencies to become observers of the finance committee without necessarily being invited to become members or observers, because the role that they can assume within the finance committee, they can just become observers, they can provide comments, but decisions usually according to the a charter, they are made by the three members, which is the chair, the NPOC rep, and the NCUC rep. So we are hoping that with the current committee, we can actually finalize, because we are still working on finalizing our operational procedure. Our operational procedure is very critical to the well functioning of the finance committee. So it's one of those critical things that we need to actually start off before the work of the finance committee can officially kick off. So as I've said, that the first issue that actually came to the table as a result of all this meeting is that the chairs of constituencies to become members of the finance committee without necessarily being invited. I don't know if there is any objection to that. Before we can move to another issue of the policy committee chair, which is presented by Rafiq, whether can they also be part of the observers or members of the finance committee chair, and I'll work in the comments so that we're able to proceed.
Okay,
hey,
hello, can you hear me?
Yes, that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so thanks, Tatu, for the meeting and all this details. So I think regarding the observers, in fact, the charter give enough liberty for the finance committee to decide who can join. So I understand that this finance committee decided to invite in particular the chairs of constituency and so on. Regarding the policy committee chair, I think when I was suggested to join, it's maybe more as I was before the chair of NCSG, so I have that familiarity with all the committee's work and mission. So I can understand also that the idea here is to have more coordination in some area, because the NCSG charter is clear about splitting the task and mission between the different committees. There is no overlap. But I think in particular for public comment, when it's regarding the budget, I can budget operating plan and so on, there is sometimes need of coordination, as it's when it comes to NCSG position, it's the policy committee which has the role to review and endorse. But I think that now the practice we have is that we expect the financial committee to lead in terms of drafting and so on, but just after when it comes to endorse, just the policy committee just will do that lightweight task to ensure that everything is okay, but we expect that the finance committee to do the bulk of the work. Other than that, yeah, so it's just really, I think it's more to ensure that coordination, but other than that, I don't see any problems.
Okay, thanks, Rafik. I agree that we need to improve on communication within committees themselves, and this would be a great start. If we could have representation of the policy committee, the finance committee, and vice versa, so that if there is anything that needs to be ironed out or any clarities in regard to financial matters or policy-related activities, then everyone can be in the same page moving forward. So thanks for that. I also took cognizance that it's been practiced that the chairs of constituencies, they've been observers of the finance committee, of which both myself and Remy, we had no problem with that. We just know that, and then we're actually, these are some of the things that will help us towards finalizing the operational procedure. And then I don't know if there's any other comment, but if there isn't, the second issue now, this is also relating to the operational procedure of NCSG, is that according to discussions that we've been having around the operational procedure as the finance committee, the agreement, the consensus that is coming from the committee from last year's meetings is that the constituency, they can seek advice about financial matters from the finance committee. But that advice that is provided by the finance committee is unbinding to the constituency itself. I know that there's been a little bit of argument about the role of the finance committee in regard to NCST and constituency affairs, but I think the statement of constituencies seeking advice about financial matters from the finance committee, I think it creates a little bit of a bridge between the two extreme arguments, because some people might think that the finance committee has no business to do with the financial activities of the constituencies themselves. But now, if we create that bridge whereby there is communication between the constituency and the finance committee, I think that would create a workable solution moving forward. So, I'm not really going to, after each and every statement, ask for info, because we have a lot to cover, but please feel free to make use of the chat facility, or you can just jump in as I communicate, so that we are able to move forward with this agenda, because it's a bit lengthy. So as I mentioned, that the second issue, it was around the constituency seeking advice about financial matters from the finance committee, but that advice that coming from the finance committee is non-binding to the constituencies. I think this can create some kind of way forward so that the constituency and the finance committee can start working together. Not that the finance committee wants to oversee the activities or the financial activities of the finance committee, but creating that link where they can start communicating and working together. And then the third issue that came out from the last meeting, and there was a section about the special purpose vehicle for the purposes of managing the finances of NCSG. And the consensus or the agreement that has come from the finance committee from the past meetings is that particular section, which is when we were still developing this operational procedure, hopefully everyone had the time to look at the document. Section 5 talks about the special purpose vehicle, or which we would elaborate further about it. But the final decision around it is that section was supposed to be removed completely, and replaced with a statement that states that NCSG must create its own bank account. So, but in order to move forward with this, the finance committee itself, it needs to resolve this. Because this issue seems a bit strenuous, especially based on the terms of officers who have been appointed in committees or leadership positions themselves, because it changes all the time. And there's also, there might also be some regulatory requirements that are needed in order for one to actually start an account for NCSG. Maybe, for example, incorporating NCSG itself. So these are some of the things that I'm hoping that we might be able to have some answers on moving forward. So the only issue that we've actually found an answer on is the first one, when I was talking about the chairs between the finance committee and the policy committee chair. So these other issues, I'm just listing them, and then so you can think about them, and then maybe before we close the meeting, we can see whether we can have a way forward around that, as it's written in the seventh point of the agenda about way forward. And then there was also a proposal regarding the operational procedure that we need to develop a light process for additional budget request submissions. So that's something also that the Finance Committee needs to deal with. And then the last issue now that is coming from the previous meetings, it was Finance Committee participation in ICANN meetings, because I know that there has been some dissatisfaction, for lack of a better word, around the participation of the Finance Committee in ICANN meetings. But I'm hoping that we can be able to find an amicable solution around that, so that the Finance Committee can start being active and actually start engaging ICANN Finance, the community members, but looking at the meeting request for ICANN 64 during this meeting, but it will give us an indication in terms of what kind of issues that the Finance Committee wants to address through ICANN meetings. Although there is still online platforms to coordinate meetings, engage members, but we can look deeper into that when we look at ICANN 64 meeting request as part of this agenda, as the next point number four. And then, and then I did mention that Rafael made final adjustments on the comment on PGI Ayana operations and plans, and James provided us with a little bit of background because he's the one that is representing NCSG when it comes to PGI and Ayana functions, which was very helpful for us to actually draft this comment and actually put forth a comment on behalf of the community itself. I don't know, before I go to item number four, ICANN 64 meeting request, I don't know if there's any questions.
Hi, Judge. Stephanie has her hand up.
Hi, Tato. Can you see the chat, or are you on the phone?
Yes. I'm on the phone, but I can still see the chat. Thank you, Stephanie.
Ah, lovely. Okay, that's Stephanie Perrin. For the record, I just wanted to ask have we done any legal examination of the issues behind forming a legal entity for the NCSG? You mentioned incorporating. Now, one of my reservations that is holding me back from rushing out and opening a bank account is that the creation of a legal identity will attract litigation, or could. And one of the reasons that ICANN is constructed as loosely as it is to avoid litigation. Although I can't immediately point a finger and say, the moment we create a legal identity, these guys are going to sue us, it is certainly a risk, and I wonder if we've had any legal advice on that in the past. That's my question. What have we explored the issues?
Thanks for the question, Stephanie. In regard to the issue of the bank account, nothing has actually taken place yet. It's still been discussions at this stage within the finance committee. Because some people were not advising that we proceed with incorporating CSG. But one of the suggestions that came out is that we needed to actually communicate with Icahn Diger to actually find the best advice, what would be the best advice moving forward. Because the situation of the finances of NCSG being managed kind of by NCUC, it brings a little bit of discomfort on the side of NPOC. But we need to find a way that will be comfortable to both constituencies moving forward. I think opening a bank account is something that would be great, but it's a bit complicated and can take a little bit more time, and it might cost some funds in order to get through that process. So I think for now, as I mentioned, that the current finance committee was supposed to look into that and see how they can move forward with that, or what alternative is available out there that can be pursued in order to make sure that both constituencies they do get transparency and that they are part of the activities of NCSG. Because I know before NPOC had issues that they don't have transparency, they don't get any support initially. So that to avoid that those kind of arguments from arising over and over, we needed to find an amicable solution that can encompass both constituencies. As much as I'm the chair, I'm hoping that everyone can come up with suggestions and see how can we best address this particular problem. Because we know that NCUC has a lot of activity, is very active. NPOC, they are active, but they are not that much visible, and they are not that much satisfied in terms of financial activities that are happening within the stakeholder group and the support that they are getting. So, and I'm hoping that we, as a committee as a whole, we can come up with an amicable solution around that.
There are several comments here. First, let me start. I think the question from Stephen is it's about having a kind of being for NCC to become a kind of legal entity. Because we are not now, outside of ICANN, we have no, we don't exist really. But I think that we developed it more about having a bank account. I think those two separate issues. They can be different. There is maybe overlap, but they are, I think, different here. So to respond to Stephanie, there was some effort before to investigate this idea. But it didn't go that so. I think Robin volunteered before if we want really just maybe to get integrated United States, so she can do all the work for that pro bono. Also, some people proposed maybe we need to be incorporated in other country, but I don't think that got far. What I can add here also that I know that other constituency, in particular the business constituency, they discussed about such to be also incorporated, and they reached me I think 2 or 3 years ago, prior to intersessional. So they wanted to see if there is any anything that we can get in terms of experience and so on. But at least what I know is there is the registries stakeholder group, they are already incorporated. I don't know how, which one of the number in the United States, like 401 something, 401k or something like that. So they are already incorporated, and they opted for that approach, and now it's they have me like that for now at least 2 or 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, I think Stephanie raising a good point about the liability, and I don't think the ICANN legal counsel will help or can help on this matter, because I don't think first that ICANN has any interest to get us like to help us to get incorporated, to have any legal entity. So we need to be careful on that matter, and don't think ICANN staff really will help. So if you want to investigate, it should be done by us. We can find those who can help us on this matter, but I don't think ICANN org in any way should be involved. So this is kind of a word of caution from me. So yes, for the bank account, I think Stephanie proposed something before. I'm not sure how it works, but at least NCUC also, in terms of kind of legal, not really legal entity, but something that to help in terms of getting the funding from PIR, is to have the tax ID. I think Milton can help on that, because he had to get that, like, I think 2 or 3 years ago, because the PIR were kind of concerned about just transferring money to bank account, and so they wanted this. Maybe tax ID can help to alleviate their concerns. So this is the kind of thing that was done, but not that much. So if we want really, I don't think it's just the finance committee, but it's really for the whole NCAG kind of to discuss. But it's it may, depending on what we mean by incorporation and what can be the impact, how does it mean we need some structuring and so on. So I'm not a legal, or, I mean, I have no legal background here, but I recall this kind of matter that rises, and we need to be careful how it may impact us in the future. So sorry for being long here.
Thanks, Rafiq. It's my problem. So it seems like there are still some different views in terms of how we should move forward. And I'm hearing Rafiq talking about what other stakeholder groups are doing, like the business constituency, as you mentioned, that is a new operation for the past 3 years or so. So I think also learning from them and engaging them to understand how they went about might actually provide a way forward. But currently, I don't think it's something that can happen within the next 6 months to resolve this particular issue. It needs a lot of engagement, a lot of advice externally, so that we can be able to come up to an amicable solution that we can propose to the community as a whole. So I don't know if we should stay on this subject further, because I'd say from my side it would be a matter of us as the finance committee trying to actually like go on a fact-finding mission to see what other practices in terms of finances by other stakeholder groups, so that we can see whether we can adopt or use any methods that's currently being used by other stakeholder groups. So if there are no other comments in regards to that, I would like to go to ICANN 64, a finance committee request. So, basically in regards to ICANN 64, Okay, I don't know how to perceive, but I'd like to believe that everyone does have a copy of the proposed meeting request for 1863, which did not go through. And now I will be a fellow in 1864 in Kobe, and I'm hoping that we can be able to facilitate or coordinate a session during 1864. So basically, the objective of the meeting is to introduce the finance committee to the NCHG community and to discuss the finance committee operational procedures and the charter itself in order to find synergy between two documents. And the meeting is basically broken down into two parts. But after contemplated on the meeting itself, I thought to myself, but obviously it's subject to everyone's comment, is to actually break down the meeting into two parts. The first part, it will be around establishment of the Finance Committee itself, where I will introduce the Finance Committee, its background, its responsibilities, as stated on the Charter, and then we look at the Charter itself, and then we look at the operational procedure, especially the functions around oversight, participation, accountability, auditing functions, issues, as listed on the Charter. But more in an interactive way, so that members are also able to engage, and then we can discuss on how we synergize now the Charter and the operational procedure document itself. That would be the first part of the meeting, of which I feel that we can run this in the next meeting in IK64. But now, if opportunity permits, we can also go to the second part during ICANN 64, or maybe we can postpone the second part for a future meeting of ICANN so that we don't get ourselves flooded with a lot of activities in regard to the Finance Committee. But in a nutshell, the second part is built around NCHG finances and fundraising. And it's basically discussions around the NCHG priorities, opportunities, and needs, so that we understand that these are basic needs. Because even now, I've just recently seen that in terms of additional budget requests, the only thing that has just come out is support for people to attend, regional people to attend ICANN meetings, and not sure whether capacity building is still carrying on. So these are some of the things that we are trying to iron out with the second part of this meeting, and also provide members with background on ICANN budgets, how they operate, the APRs, fundraising options. And we also wanted to have ICANN Finance as part of this meeting, and then also look at different ways of raising, of fundraising, like voluntary contributions from members or organizations, outreach to external funders, and also how do we leverage on ICANN finances for NCHG activities. Because there's been a lot of comments recently around the ICANN budget, especially for financial year 20. But we'll be looking into that. So basically, in a nutshell, this is what the Finance Committee was planning for an ICANN meeting. But now, what I just described is the first part, whereby the Finance Committee has its own meeting, and then it calls whoever is interested within the community or people interested in learning more about the Finance Committee of NCHG to participate. And the second part is something that might be happening during NCUC or NCHG constituency outreach, whereby we just introduce the Finance Committee, its activities, its plans, how to participate, question and answer, and that's not a very lengthy because it's not a panel usually during constituencies with the representatives of different committees making presentations and stuff like that. So in a nutshell, that is what we were proposing, but unfortunately in 1963, none of the Finance Committee members, I think we only had the chair who was preoccupied during 1963 to run this meeting. But now I will be attending, as I mentioned, 1964, and I'm hoping that we will be able to actually run a session. So we also need some feedback from members. before we can forward to the community and get their input to see if there's any other issues that they think that we should bring to the agenda for ICANN 64. Because as soon as we've done that, we'll submit the meeting request via Mariam. Yeah. I think in the regard to ICANN 64 meeting, that is what I'm proposing for now. So I can see that Rafiq is saying that the meeting request was already made. But I'm not sure whether are you referring to ICANN 64? Because I know in ICANN 63 it was submitted, but ICANN 64 I'm not sure if it is being submitted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Tato, it was made. I made a request for it.
Oh, for ICANN 64.
Yes, that's correct. Mariam speaking.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, thanks. Thanks, Mariam. So, and also just to get some comments from members, do you have any input in regards to what's being proposed, especially the fact that you want to separate part one and part two for different meetings, as opposed to getting crowded about a lot of stuff, whereas we could focus by finishing on the operational procedure first. And then once everything is well structured, and then we can now look into NCSG finances, action plans, fundraising, and stuff like that, because things will be much more coordinated and easier to coordinate as opposed to doing everything all at once in one meeting. So that's the main question right now to the committee. Which approach do you think is best moving forward? As much as we've already submitted the meeting request, officials are not even sure that we submitted, but yeah, it's okay. If it went through, then it's great.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Sorry, this is Rafiq speaking. Okay, so regarding the agenda for the meeting, I see that there are several area that you want to cover there when you have just 90 minutes. I think the question here is what kind of session you want. Is it kind of working session for the Finance Committee, or do you you want to see that you you want to use it also to maybe kind of to consult with more with the members that they happen to be there during the ICANN meeting. So I mean they can be both, it's no problem, but just I think we have in terms of managing the expectation. So also the regarding what at that time in Kobe, maybe some items will be kind of I'm not going to say outdated, but you cannot really discuss anymore. You just can only give update. So for example, the additional budget request, I think we should maybe cover this as soon as possible during the call. It would be late at that time to discuss anything around the grant because we are supposed to have submitted them already. So we can only basically just give an update. Regarding the budget, the ICANN budget, also we should submit comment in next month. But as I know that the Finance Committee is reaching all the groups, asking them if they want some session, kind of to maybe to give them some update regarding the process, the ICANN budget, and so on. So I think that we can schedule that. It will be more than just 10 minutes, probably 15 or 20. So. Yeah, just I think some tweaking in the agenda to take into consideration that. So just this question is what do you want really to achieve in term of what your expectation in term of goals and the outcome from this meeting. So I see there are several items you want to cover in 90 minutes. So I'm not sure how much it's doable.
Although Rafiq, audio is not enough, but I did manage to hear some of the comments. With this meeting, basically, it's to provide updates in terms of what the Finance Committee has been up to. Maybe there might be some differences. Actually, there are differences within the community in terms of what the Finance Committee should be doing. So I'm hoping that this meeting will also be able to provide that clarity. And then it would be a working meeting in a way, because we will be trying to actually try to work at harmonizing the charter and the operational procedures document itself. And I understand that in this meeting we need to cover the APRs, but I think it would also be good that in a public meeting, like the one that is coming, to also discuss that in person with the community members, so that we have a simpler way moving forward that everyone can actually engage in, and also to ensure that we recruit more members to participate within the Finance Committee. As much as, yes, GNSO is mainly driven by policy development, but the Finance Committee itself needs to support that process of policy development. And that's why we also need some people who might not necessarily be efficient within the policy development process, maybe they can contribute on the other side of the Financial Committee itself. And so these are some of the overarching objectives that we're trying to achieve with this particular meeting. Yeah, but we are free to actually amend, but as soon as we are able to get a confirmation that the meeting is going to carry on, because we still want to have future another meeting before I can 64, and maybe that's when we can now finalize the structure of the meeting. But for now, it's just to forward the idea, and then once it gets approved, then we can finalize the structure and the agenda of the meeting itself, as you have mentioned. I can see Stephanie's hand is up. Stephanie?
Thanks very much, Stephanie, for the record. I would recommend cutting the amount of time on the actual background and history of the Finance Committee, because not much has happened, to my knowledge. It's in the charter as an entity, but it hasn't really been occupied. And none of these core functions have really been fulfilled. We've been operating with Milton managing the finances, and I've heard a lot of criticism, but, and I think it would be good to get on the record what has gone on over the years, but you could do that in a document, and save yourself quite a bit of time, and then we'd have more time for discussion of what I consider to be real and pressing issues. And those real and pressing issues are who is going to take on the financial responsibility for our operations and shoulder the liability. So let me give you an example. Over Christmas, I paid the fees for the web development contract in the amount of $2,400. Now, that is a forward payment. I am assured that ICANN is going to reimburse me, but I have to take that risk. If that company disappears tomorrow with my money, it is not a certainty that ICANN is going to cover me at all. Okay? So at the moment, we are asking our elected officers to take on financial risk at their own expense. And ICANN is not under an obligation to pay me back. They have not taken on that contract. We have, and at least as far as I can see. And I think this is a very big, burning, practical issue. At least I see it that way. If that contract goes through fairly normally, but then there are additional expenses that they incur and they claim we authorize them, et cetera, I am on the hook for it. I am the one who has paid it this year. So it's kind of like, I don't know whether everybody's familiar with the game of passing the hot potato, but shouldering this financial responsibility is a hot potato. When I was in government, engaging in work with companies, unless I did something criminal, it was highly unlikely I would be on, I would not be on the hook for it. Furthermore, if they sued the government through me as the agent, you know, signing the contracts, I would be covered by legal services in that legal action. This is not the case with NCSG, either now as not being a legal entity or in the future. And this could happen between us and PIR as well if they are transferring money to us for certain purposes. So, I mean, I think, as far as I'm concerned, these are very real, practical issues, and I would like to hear how Milton has managed it over the years. He is a professor, or was a professor at Syracuse, now is at Georgia Tech. Professors have a very flexible amount of kind of an umbrella coverage by the university if they're engaging in research activities. Similarly, he has his own separate grant money for the IGP project. They might cover him. So, in other words, I think it's unlikely that Milton ever figured that he was taking on personal financial risk to do these things. If the you-know-what hit the wall, he would probably be covered by one of the entities he was associated with. So this is, I think, an important matter because, say, I don't know what Rafiq's relationship with his company is, but usually if there's an arm's-length relationship between an individual who is volunteering at NCSG and their employer, certainly when I was still a member of the government before I retired, I had a very long and detailed conflict of interest statement that I signed, and it was pretty clear anything that happened to me or anything I did for NCSG or NCUC or ICANN in general as a member of a committee, that was my own risk, my own accountability, and it was done on my holidays, right? Not on government time. And I could be asked to declare that. So I hate to be a sort of a nitpicker here, but I think these are the real questions we have to ask. Very quickly, if we start talking about establishing an entity, establishing a bank account, fundraising in particular, who, in the name of whom are we fundraising? And who is liable in the event that we make false, or that somebody makes false pretenses of what they're getting the money for and then spend it on something different? So, I'd like to see quite a bit of the agenda focused on those matters because I have been associated with a few entities that do things over the years that talked about incorporation, and you go round and round and round, basically over legal liability and accountability for financial decisions. Thanks.
Okay, sorry, is Rafiq speaking? So to answer first, Stephanie, I'm not sure what you meant by the question with my relation with the company. If you mean the vendor for the membership, that is, I don't have any relation. I didn't do any negotiation or anything on that matter. I just reviewed some of the documents and the work, but not really closely, so I don't have any relation.
Can I explain, Rafiq? I was just using you as an example of a volunteer who's very active, and you work for a company. You work for NTT, right? I don't work for a company anymore, so I'm not a good example. So I just pulled you out of a hat. It could have been, anybody. So I wasn't talking about the company that we have a contract with. I was just talking about who has your back for any decisions that you make at NCSG, probably not NTT, and I'm not trying to pry into your relationship with your employer. That's the only reason I used you. Sorry about that. It wasn't clear.
Thank you, Fanny. No, I mean, yeah, I think we are all participating on our own capacity here. And so that's why we have to be careful in terms of how we push things. So just getting involved in ICANN and working group and attending ICANN meeting, I think it's something. Starting to think about fundraising and other matters is something else. And I think it's also more an issue for those who are elected. So I think when we talk about fundraising, I'm always my question is for which purpose? I don't think we just think about getting more fund just for the sake of having it. It should be for maybe some project, for something to do something. So I don't think we are at that stage yet. What we get in now is some the in-kind support from ICANN. And it's not that easy to manage. And we have also to assess how much is useful for us, because I think we are getting too much use to it, but I'm not sure about the added value for sometimes. For the PIR, I think it has some historical background, because before 2009 or 8, there was no travel support at all. And so there was that support from...
Sorry, your call cannot be continued. Sorry, your call cannot be continued. Sorry, your call cannot be continued. Sorry, your call cannot be continued.
Can you hear me? Okay, thanks. I guess, yeah, maybe we lost.
Yes, I'm still in the meeting.
Okay. Okay, so let me try to finish quickly. Right, no, just my thought of train was too right, but yeah. So just maybe also to respond, I think, Stephanie, when you are talking about Milton, it's his for NCUC case. He managed a bank account, and I think he many times he really raised concerns on how we are doing this payment, because it raises, I think, several issues. And he was really kind of... in particular for the last payment like this, pay huge amount to the vendor and getting reimbursed by ICANN. So I think he raised concerns, and I think he's like us, there is not like anybody to back him. So my thinking is we need really to check for what purpose we need any kind of fund we have from ICANN, we have from PIR. If we want to have more, it's for which purpose? And it's better if we can get, to avoid being involved in those kind of payments and so on, because it's it raises a lot of issues for whoever is the officer at that time. So okay. So, to be honest, I forget what I was going to say, but yeah, so let me stop here.
Okay, thanks, Rafik. Thanks, Tony. I mentioned that I'm looking at all these comments. Firstly, Stefan was talking about in regard to the ICANN meeting, that the meeting requests that we can cut out or we can decrease the amount of time that is allocated on the background and the introduction of the finance committee. And as you very quickly mentioned, Rafiq, that there's been some issues, even some issues around management of finances and stuff like that on behalf of NCSG and accountability in terms of financial decisions also needs to be made. So I also understand on the issue, the complaint of Stephanie in regards to money being owed to her by ICANN and stuff like that. I think this is one of the issues that we can actually highlight with our additional budget requests to make sure that we do not have any shortfalls moving forward in terms of paying for web development work on membership management, related costs and stuff like that. Because she recently mentioned that she might end up accounting for the transactions that she's been making on behalf of NCSG, since NCSG is not yet incorporated itself. So I think we have a lot of work to do around all of these issues because they've been there since last year, especially the bank account issue and the incorporation of NCSG, and also the finance issue in terms of someone paying for the monthly SLA costs of maintaining the CRM itself. She's already part of this agenda, which I was hoping that we want to go into after the next agenda item under arising matters. So for purposes of us moving forward, I think we can just jump straight to the APR processes. Moving forward, because the CV CRM expenses it's something that also needs to be prioritized whenever we're looking at spending within NCSG itself. And I'm not sure if capacity building is also still carrying on in financial year 19 and financial year 20. But if so, if it's a priority, I think we also need to actually work on it. And then the participation now, this sensitive issue around the participation of the finance committee in ICANN meetings. To work together. Not sure what is the current position of finance committee members around this, but the majority of finance committee members from last year, they were actually pushing for the participation of finance committee in ICANN meetings. Obviously, there might be different ways of how this can actually take place. Maybe it might be through target slot allocations or additional budget requests. Or there's so many ways, but I think the main thing that came out from the finance committee is that there needs to be improvement in terms of the participation of the committee within ICANN meetings itself and also within the community itself, so that they can be more visible and they can be more volunteers who are participating or partaking in the activities of the finance committee. So that in regard to PDR, those are the only three things that I had so far. But I'm not yet in the ICANN organizational budget and the issues, because some of these issues they tend to overlap. Whereas some people might feel that they need to be addressed through additional budget request, but there's also ICANN organizational budget issues, which were they were forwarded from the last year's comments, but they're still arising again this year. But we'll be looking into that. But for now, it's more around the IFC participation, the CVCRM expenses, and capacity building. Whether to do, what is our position around this as the finance committee, and then maybe we can get other inputs about other priorities from the community itself, so that we are able to actually build a list of all these things or these activities that the community wants to participate in, and then we can take it from there. Hello, can you hear me? Okay. I can see some comments down here from Stephanie. Okay. Is there any comment besides what I'm seeing on the chat from Stephanie regarding additional budget requests? Yes, Rafi.
Hi, Tato. It's Stephanie again. I'm not sure whether you, what we were talking about because of the interruption with the meeting going dead. But I think maybe send out a memo to the list saying we've put in our Career Finance Committee meeting. Here's a draft agenda. What are the issues you'd like to discuss? And at the same time, ask for proposal for the ABRs. We, as Rafiq said, we've got to get those ABRs in very soon. ALAC has already done theirs. I was going to go over their ABRs and see, you know, what they look like. But we absolutely need to get those in, and I'm strongly motivated to make sure we keep requesting funding for the web development for that tech support, because obviously I want to get my $2,400 back. Thanks.
Okay, so hopefully we pray that you get your $200 or so back for the help that you've been providing on this membership management system. So as I was saying, that we were still talking about ICANN 64 meeting and the agenda, and then it came up the issue around the CVCRM and the amount that you're paying. That's now when we jumped into the ABRs. The ABRs had mentioned that the issues that I wanted to put forward for this meeting is the finance committee participation and making sure that moving forward we have enough funds available to pay for the web development work, and also asking about the capacity building for financial year 19 and financial year 20, because there's been some good recommendations that it needs to continue, as it's beneficial for a lot of members to have been active within the constituencies and stakeholder group itself. So that's what was our putting forward, but I did take note that we need to submit the ABRs before the end of this month. So that's one of the things that we'll try and push as soon as possible. But I think so far we are just over an hour, so maybe if we can try and push for the rest of the agenda in 20 minutes. Not sure how official that is, but We'll see. So we thought I'll cover everything before I can move over to the next question, the ICAM, which is ICAM organization budget issues. I saw that there was an email that was circulated in the mailing list around ICAM organizational budgets, and there were some issues that were raised, of which I feel that most of them are very valid, because they did rise from last year, and they're coming again this year. Like for number one, the personnel costs that are indicated on the ICAM budget itself, there's a headcount growth of about 13, with personnel costs also growing for about 4.3 million USD. And then it, according to what I'm sensing from this comments, and of which I also believe, is that as much as comments are taken forward to ICAM Finance on in regard to the ICAM budget, it seems like, I don't know, maybe they're not being regarded, because it seems like there has been no improvement or no movement in terms of the comments that have been submitted. And then the second issue was around the Portuguese translation disappearing from the budget ICAM itself, of which I understand. Not sure if Portuguese is an official United Nations language, but if it's not, I think it would be a problem to actually like cut down on the Portuguese, because there are those main French or Spanish or English, those types of languages that are commonly used around the globe are the ones that usually take precedence over other languages. And then there was also a complaint about the non-contracted parties house international, that in 2019 it did not take place. And it seems like in financial year 20, it's something that is excluded completely. And one of the reasons that I'm seeing, according to the mailing list, it seems like there were people who rejected the funds without consultation with the new chair or the members. And so I don't know what would be the position on this, because it seems like some members, they feel that it's very valuable to actually have the non-commercial non-contractors purchase house funds reallocated on the budget itself. And then the fourth issue, it was around the ICAM fees spent in the Los Angeles office. I saw that some of the comments mentioning that that office probably has around 100 employees, which justifies the amount that is being spent on that office, which is based in LA. And then number five, there was an issue around community travel budget. This is more around suspicion that the costs that are stipulated on the budget, they might also include staff travel and salaries. So the proposal was that there needs to be more clarity from the finance, from ICAM Finance, in regard to that, where all these costs are being absorbed. And then number six, it was around the GNSO threat plan meeting, that it was absent from the budget. I have not much knowledge about it, but it seems again that members find a lot of value from this GNSO threat plan session. And then number seven, we've got the crop, which is not listed on the financial year 20 budget. So members feel that this needs to be reviewed so that we can see how we can return the crop to be back in the core budget of ICAM. And then number eight, it's the Salesforce issue instead of the CRM, because they think that it's a replication of expenses of about 1.2 million USD. But someone alluded that the Salesforce, I think, I'm not sure whether it's held around GDPR compliance, if I'm not mistaken, but I just don't have that information at the back of my mind. It seems like there was some justification why the sales force figure is so high. And then last, There are complaints about amounts that were spent for ALEC, which are not justifiable, because the GNSO is the one that is primarily involved in policy development. But ALEC, they actually get a lot of support from ICANN. I'm not sure how we can best address this particular problem from members. But I'd appreciate some feedback. And I can see that Aiden has just joined us. Welcome, Aiden. In regard to the ICANN budget, it's just to paint this scenario based on the comments that have been coming from the mailing list. In terms of how do we move forward with all of these complaints, because they seem like they are rising over and over. Some of them are coming for the first time this year, but some of them, they've been there from last year, but it seems like they're still continuing to take place this year.
Thanks, Tato, for... I'm sorry, I'm not sure you see my hands and Adobe Connect, but... No problem. Thank you. So I'm not going to comment about those I were raised in the mailing list, but just in terms of about the public comment, so want to confirm here. Aiden volunteered to participate in the drafting, and I think we expect the finance committee to participate here. So just, I just want to be sure from the policy committee standpoint that you are going to start the drafting soon. So just to have that on track. Since also I think we now are running late.
Sorry for the traffic. Can you repeat that last statement? Because I couldn't capture it clearly. Sorry for that.
Just want to be sure that the finance committee will also, participate in the drafting. For volunteers, we only have Aiden, and I expect the finance committee members to participate in the drafting team for the public comment about the ICANN budget for FY 20. So just want to confirm that you will start report soon because the term left. I see that you put as an agenda item about the call for volunteers for strategic plan and the two-year planning process. I think that's also for one of them we have volunteer, but not for the rest. The finance committee also can participate in drafting, but I think for the strategic plan, it's not really just a finance issue. It's really for the whole NCAG because that's setting the strategic plan for the next 5 years for ICANN, and that concerns policy and many other aspects. So that should be a kind of, cross-wide effort within NCAG, and we should... I said in my emails to the list that maybe we need some kind of more consultation on that matter. So at least I think there are some volunteer for that one. For the process, for the two-year planning, we don't have, so any help will be welcome. It's more like process-wise, but we need to cover that. So I just want to comment on this if I have to leave before the end of the call. So, sorry.
Okay. Thanks, Rafiq, because I was about to go to that call for comments, but you've covered it very well. And got to the financial aid, being the option and budget, the strategic plan, the first year one, and the first consultation on the two-year planning process. Because one of the things that we want to do is to actually start getting some participation in the finance committee so that we don't necessarily have a few members being crowded with a lot of work, but if we are able to form ourselves as a finance committee, and then it's easy to delegate some roles, and then it's easy to coordinate work within the finance committee, then we can be more cohesive and more effective as a finance committee. That's just basically a comment on my side. And then I saw that there is also I'm sorry, but I'm quickly rushing through because it seems like we've got about 10 minutes left because by 4:30 we should be done with this meeting. And I saw also that there's another call on the 9th around the cross-community working group on auction proceeds that will be taking place on the 9th. So I encourage some of the members, if they are available, to also participate on that call. And then there was findings on the PTI performance that were also shared on the mailing list. But based on the document from the commercial stakeholder constituency group, it seems like they had no complaints in terms of PTI performance, and the submission that came from PTSG, it also did not indicate any complaints in regards to PTI, IANA budgets and performance and stuff like that. And then the last issue that is very important, of which we talked about some of them, is the CVCRM actions that are needed based on the last email from Fazani. Because when we were discussing, looking at the what has been happening in regards to the CVCRM, there were questions whether is it possible that we can review the current contract that we have with the service provider, or is there an alternative service provider that can actually give us a similar service, but maybe more cost effective, or is this the best rate that we could do? It's something that we also need to look at, and because the membership management system is very important to ensure that everyone can keep up to date in terms of what is happening, and then they're able to access historical data that is stored within the system itself, amongst other things. And then a need for a financial focal point. I know Stephanie has just made few payments in regards to the CVCRM, but we need to find a sustainable way moving forward for paying this monthly SLA fees for this development work. And then we also need a volunteer for CV work to report problems as they happen, and to be a focal point on the CRM platform itself, and someone to also approve purchases of a developer's block as there's updates, there's no space that might be required at times and stuff like that. So in a nutshell, these are the things that we are looking at currently as the finance committee. I'm hoping that with the recording of this meeting, we can be able to go back to the recording and actually try and come up with a summary that has got some action plans behind everything that we've discussed today, because it's quite a lot. Maybe it might take about 2 to 3 days to actually analyze this meeting and actually develop some action plans moving forward. And then that way, it will be much easier for us to start moving. But critically, as I mentioned, that operational procedures are fundamental to everything that is happening. Yes, there are things that we need to affect, like your additional budget request, as you mentioned, and the comments that we need to submit in regards to the budget and stuff like that. But the operational procedure is very critical to the proper functioning and effective functioning of the finance committee. I don't know if there's any questions or things that you feel that we might need to discuss. According to me, we only have 5 minutes left if we close this meeting. Okay, I can see Rafa. Matt is trying to go out from Fazani regarding the CV at the moment. So, yeah, I think we do have some leeway, but I think we need more members because as we are sitting currently, we've got chairs of different committees, chairs of stakeholder groups, some people in, and so. So everyone is crowded with a lot of work. So I think we still need members to actually come and participate within the finance committee. Oh, sorry, Stephanie. You can go ahead. I'm busy reading the comments. I'm forgetting about the hand. Hey, Stephanie, go ahead. Can you see your hand is up?
Sorry, old hand, Tato. Got to take it down.
So, I don't know if there are no other comments. I would like to close this meeting and thank everyone for participating. And I'm hoping that moving forward, you can still join us, provide advice within the finance committee, because personally, I'm not a finance committee, I'm just Tato. But I'm very open to us being able to work together. So thanks very much. Thanks, Mariam. You can stop the call right now.
Thank you, everyone, for
attending. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.